Will they move back and forth or keep him?
I think they move around a little bit from what I've seen. Irvin plays on the left a little more, but, you know, I'm preparing for both of them.
Besides Xavier's obvious fluency in Spanish, what have you seen from his football this year and his improvement?
I think he's taking a big step. I think he's playing with a lot more confidence. I think he's a lot more physical this year. And it's been a beauty to watch and a beauty to be a part of, you know, playing next to him, especially in the run game. You know, he's rolling guys off to the ball, for the ball. And, you know, like I said, just playing with more confidence has been great to see.
What have you done to try to help him?
Just communicate, you know what I mean? I think, you know, I've played in the league a long time. I've seen a lot, you know, and I see the ability that he has, you know, just – you know, continuing to do what I can to help him with technique or things that I see out there on game day. And, you know, he does a great job of you know, listening and getting feedback and, you know, transferring everything that he learns, you know, from meeting rooms to things, you know, I try to tell him and putting it out there on the game field.
How confident are you in the run game right now and each of the guys that you have back there?
Extremely confident. You know, we've been against some tough defenses. And I've been able to, you know, put up some big performances in the run game. I think that's crucial to us being successful going forward. I think that our running game is, you know, very instrumental to us being successful. And we just have to keep doing it. You know, guys have been doing a great job up front, tight ends, receivers, total offensive effort. And, you know, every back that we've had back there has been a great element for us.
Is there a point in time or a stretch of plays in a game recently where you think you kind of turned the corner as a group, as a running team?
I don't know if it was a point in the game. You know, I think, you know, we've just strung along some pretty good games here over the last 4 weeks, you know, 5 weeks or so. You know, and I think it's just been a mentality for us, you know, going there and believing that we can get it done. No matter, you know, what defense it is, what 3-4, 4-3, believing that we're going to go out there and be a pretty physical group, you know, so just got to keep that going.
Altitude's higher than Denver. Is there something y'all can do for that, or are you just kind of ignoring it?
I don't really know how much you can do to plan for it. You know, you know it's there. You know, you just got to go out there, try to get accustomed to it as much as possible, and then just ignore it. You know what I mean? You know, I'm sure there'll be some oxygen there, things like that. Other than that, you just got to go play your game.
What do you think about playing there, Dwayne?
Looking forward to it. Be a different atmosphere. You know, a lot of fans that aren't used to seeing a football game. You know, so I'm sure that excitement level will be high. You know, a big stadium, a lot of fans. You know, I'm sure we have a large fan base, I'm sure, out there, and people that's traveling. So even though it's a away game for us, I'm sure we'll get some love out there. I'm looking forward to it.
Normally when you have these altitude games, you're going to play Denver, and they play there all the time. In this case, neither team plays there. How does that factor into your mind?
Well, that's good. You know, we're on an equal playing field. You know, no one's more used to the altitude than the other team. So we're all going out there with the same struggle. You know, if there'll be a struggle, you know, we're all going out there experiencing the same thing for the first time. You know, so I think that'll be good for all of us.